これから2018年度第2回国連英検 B 級のリスニングテストを始めます。
1. Directions. You will hear 10 statements or questions. For each statement or question, choose the most appropriate response and mark your answer on your answer sheet. Number 1.
Officer, that woman cut in front of me without signaling.
Number 2. Could you two lower your voices? This is a library. Number 3.
For your self-introduction paragraph, indent the first sentence and write on every second line. Any questions?
Number 4. Hello, could you direct me to the billing department? Number 5.
Please state your name and occupation for the record.
Number 6. How are you doing on that new software program? Number 7.
I'm afraid we have to let you go, John.
Number 8. There were some heated exchanges during the hockey game last night. What happened? Number 9.
Let's schedule the yearly report for the day after tomorrow.
Number 10. The United Nations just decided to move its volunteer headquarters from Bonn to Berlin. Two. Directions. You will hear 10 short conversations. Choose the best answer for each follow-up question and mark your answer on your answer sheet. Number 11.
Dad, where do babies come from?
Gee, well, that's a difficult question. Maybe you should ask Mom.
But she said to ask you.
Question. Which of the following words best describes the feelings of the mother and father towards this topic? Number 12. This beef dish is incredible. What is it? Where did you find the recipe?
Actually, it doesn't have a name. I made it out of my head.
Wow! You should write a cookbook. Question. How did the woman make the beef dish? Number 13.
Tommy's school play starts at 6:30 tonight. Don't be late, okay?
Really? Tonight? I can't make it. I have a meeting until 8.
I told you about this last week. You have meetings every night until 8. Can't you make one exception for your son?
Question. What does the woman think the man should do? Number 14.
I want us to buy a house, but I'm sure we can't get a bank loan.
I think my parents would lend us the money.
Well, to be honest, I don't want to be indebted to anyone's parents. I'd rather wait.
Question. Which of the following expressions best describes the woman's thinking about borrowing money? Number 15. An organic foods market just opened. I want to go there on the weekend.
I don't. Organic food isn't much better than regular food. I won't pay those inflated prices.
Okay, I'll go by myself. I think better health is more important than money. Question. Which of the following expressions best describes how the woman feels about organic food? Number 16. More bad news, people. The special needs program has to be cut. Teachers will be reassigned to other teacher roles next semester.
Damn it, John. Does that mean special needs students will be streamed into regular classes?
Unfortunately, yes. However, we may have enough funding for some teacher assistants. Question. In this conversation, what is implied about special needs students? Number 17.
Would you like pork or fish, sir?
Neither. My company made special arrangements for vegetarian food. Could you check?
Let me see. I have no special instructions for your seat number. Let me check with the head flight attendant.
Question. What is most likely the reason for the man's problem? Number 18. Good morning. I was wondering if there are any openings in your company at the moment.
Unfortunately, we don't have any positions available at this time. Would you like to leave a resume? I'll make sure Human Resources gets it.
Yes, I would. I have a paper copy in my briefcase. Question. Where does this conversation most likely take place? Number 19.
You wrote in your course reflection that you had never used a personal computer before this course. Is that true?
Sure. We don't have a computer at home. We can do everything we want on our smartphones.
Well, you and your family are not thinking very far into the future.
Question. What does the woman infer about the man's future? Number 20. What's going on? Has the meeting already started then?
Yes, it started an hour ago. Didn't you check the schedule?
I did, but I thought the starting time was 2. Sorry. Question. What time did the meeting start? Three. Directions. You will hear 5 conversations. After each conversation, you will hear 2 follow-up questions. Choose the best answer for each question and mark your answer on your answer sheet. Questions 21 and 22 are based on the following conversation.
Leslie said she thinks good manners are very important.
Excuse me, Professor. Would you mind using the pronoun Z when you are referring to me?
I'm sorry, are you mispronouncing S-H-E?
No, I'm a transgender person, and I don't want to be labeled as either a man or woman. In Canada, it is my right to be called by the pronoun of my choice.
I'm not a Canadian, and I don't actually agree with that law. However, as a courtesy, I will call you Z.
Number 21. Which word best describes the professor's approach to Leslie's request? Number 22. From Leslie's point of view, what can be inferred about gender issues? Questions 23 and 24 are based on the following conversation. Hey, dear, guess what? I got a great job offer in the U.S. We should celebrate tonight.
I can't go. I'm the oldest daughter, and I have to look after my parents.
Wait a minute. I thought you said you wanted to live in America.
At one time, that is what I imagined. But the reality now is my mother is not well.
Okay, but what about our hopes and dreams? There are other options. Why can't your brother and sister care for them? Number 23. Which word best expresses the woman's main reason for looking after her parents? Number 24. Generally, who does the man think is responsible for care of parents? Questions 25 and 26 are based on the following conversation. I'm so excited. The government is going to allow casinos to be built.
I didn't know you were a gambler.
Actually, I've never been to a casino before, but they look exciting in movies.
Well, don't get your expectations up too high. They are exciting until you lose all your money. I'm sure you know the expression, the house always wins.
Can't say that I do, but I think I can guess. Number 25. What is the woman's opinion about casinos? Number 26. What does the expression, "the house always wins," most likely mean? Questions 27 and 28 are based on the following conversation. Please give me your exam. Your score will be zero.
But why? What did I do?
After the end of the test, you were leaning over and pointing with your pencil at your neighbor's test paper and saying something.
But I was just checking today's date.
Today's date is on the whiteboard. Also, as you can see, I wrote, at the end of the test, pencils down and no talking. You were doing both. These are unacceptable for any test, as you know. Number 27. What educational problem is highlighted in this conversation? Number 28. Which of the following did the woman not do during or after the test? Questions 29 and 30 are based on the following conversation. The president is cutting pension payments. He is a total idiot. He is not my president.
John, I'm tired of you and people like you. The whole country is caught up in name-calling rather than thinking and giving informed opinions.
I can't believe it. You actually support this guy?
I didn't say that. What I support is my country and our freedom to have these discussions, but in a civil, constructive way.
Do I sound that bad? Number 29. Which word best describes the man's attitude towards the president? Number 30. What does the woman want John and others in her country to do? Four. Directions. You will hear two short talks. After each talk, you will hear five follow-up questions. Choose the best answer for each question and mark your answer on your answer sheet. Questions 31 through 35 are based on the following talk. Good morning. I'm Ked Kaczynski from the National Emergency Preparedness Center. Welcome. We will be conducting a one-day seminar on how to get your community better prepared for emergency situations. This is thought to be necessary because of the increased intensity of various meteorological and geophysical events. Some communities in this region have been hit by heavy rains and landslides just recently, and leaders from those communities are present today. Your communities are all in a coastal region. So the most likely naturally caused emergencies will be typhoons and tidal waves resulting from earthquakes. The primary negative effects might be flooding or landslides, and secondary effects might be power outages, degraded water supplies, and fuel shortages. If you look at today's agenda, you've already been divided up into groups decided by responsibility. The groups are Group 1, Emergency Transportation, Group 2, Food Supply Control, Group 3, Utilities, Maintenance, and Control, and Group 4, Rescue Operations. Each group will have four 90-minute group sessions, which will start at 9:30 sharp. Lunch will be at 12:40 in the lobby of this building. Lunch will be sample rations for evacuees recommended by the center. The first of two afternoon group sessions starts at 1:30. Number 31. Who are most likely the main participants in this seminar? Number 32. About what time will the seminar most likely end? Number 33. What kind of group is not mentioned by the speaker? Number 34. What will participants eat for lunch? Number 35. What other purely meteorological event is not mentioned by the speaker? Questions 36 through 40 are based on the following talk.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and esteemed judges. I have done volunteer work abroad during my breaks several times, and I'm aiming to work for an NGO in the future. However, volunteer work abroad isn't for everyone, and there are advantages and disadvantages. There are three advantages to doing volunteer work. First is personal fulfillment. Volunteers can broaden their minds, build confidence, and become more independent. Second, volunteer work helps less fortunate people. Last but not least, it is valuable for future paid work. Volunteers get work experience and acquire skills often in their areas of interest. Volunteer work also shows initiative. Being a self-starter is a sought-after quality for many employers. However, there are two significant disadvantages. First, volunteer work abroad often involves personal expenses, such as travel to the location, on-site food, and special clothing and equipment. Moreover, many students have to take time off from paid work. Second, it involves a donation of time. Many students feel their school years are the last chance to really enjoy life before beginning full-time work. I respect the decision of those who do not do volunteer work. In my case, despite these disadvantages, I still feel it was worth doing.
Number 36. What kind of activity is this most likely? Number 37. What is one aspect of personal fulfillment not mentioned by the speaker? Number 38. What employment quality is implied by the expression self-starter? Number 39. What does the speaker imply about full-time work in this talk? Number 40. What does the speaker personally conclude about volunteer work? This is the end of the listening comprehension section. Go on to the next section.